This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. World Children Day being marked today. National Human Rights Commission calls for stronger action against perpetrators of child sexual abuse. 18 years completed since implementation of Comprehensive Peace Agreement. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda confident that the remaining peace process will be completed soon. And U.S. President Joe Biden approves anti-personnel mines for Ukraine. U.S. Embassy in Kyiv temporarily closed over attack threat. Now the news in detail. The World Children's Day is being marked throughout the world today with the theme, Listen to the Future, Stand Up for Children's Rights. On this occasion, the Human Rights Commission has called on all citizens, guardians, political parties and right activists to work towards ensuring the protection of children's rights. In a press statement, National Human Rights Commission spokesperson Dr. Tika Ram Pokhrel urged the government at all levels to create a conducive environment for implementing the provisions related to children's rights. Spokesperson Pokhrel also stressed the need to take action against those responsible for violations of child rights, ensuring child's basic rights and implementing child-friendly initiatives. The National Human Rights Commission stressed its ongoing monitoring of the status of child rights and pointed to positive state initiatives such as the rescue of child workers, the establishment of the Child Labour Prevention Fund, daycare services and meal programs for children. However, the National Human Rights Commission expressed concern over the deprivation of dependent children in prisons from their human rights, the absence of child-friendly correction homes, and the lack of a supportive environment for children in families and society. Additionally, the National Human Rights Commission called for stronger action against perpetrators of child sexual abuse. At the call of the United Nations, on 20th November is observed at World Children's Day since 1954. The National Human Rights Commission extended its best wishes to all children and child rights activists on this occasion. Chairman of CPN Maoist Center Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda emphasized the role of Comprehensive Peace Agreement in establishing Nepal's Federal Democratic Republic and inclusive democracy. The Comprehensive Peace Agreement was signed 18 years ago. The agreement ended a decade-long civil conflict in Nepal. The objective of the peace accord was to investigate the truth about people seriously breaching human rights and involved in crimes against humanity and bring the perpetrators to justice, thereby keeping peace in the society. Chair Dahal described the Comprehensive Peace Agreement as the foundation for a new era in Nepal, emphasizing the sacrifices of Marti from the People's War, People's Movement and Madhes Movement. Similarly, Chair Dahal also provided an update on the peace process, noting that bills for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission for Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Person are nearing finalization. Likewise, Chair Dahal expressed confidence that the remaining peace process task will soon be completed. Durga Prasai, a medical entrepreneur who was arrested on the charges of cybercrime, has been produced before the District Court Kathmandu for extension of judicial custody. Spokesperson and Superintendent of Police at the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, Hobindra Bogati, confirmed that the CIB of Nepal Police presented alleged Prasai in the court. Superintendent of Police Bogati shared that Prasai was brought to the court after he was detained for further investigation into his alleged involvement in cybercrime-related offence. Spokesperson Bogati added that the investigation into the case will be taken forward once the court orders extension of his judicial remand. Prasai was arrested by a team of CIB on Tuesday for purportedly circulating defamatory contents against Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in social media. The National Security Council has recommended before the Council of Ministers the procedures to be adopted for mobilization of the Nepali Army in course of the local level by-election to be held on 1st of December. Secretary at the Ministry of Defence, Rameshwar Dangal, said that the 36th meeting of the Council chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli recommended forwarding the procedures for mobilizing the Army to ensure a fair by-election. The Article 266, Sub-Article 1 of the Constitution of Nepal stipulates that there shall be National Security Council for making recommendation to the Government of Nepal, Council of Ministers, for the formulation of a policy on overall national interest, security and defence of Nepal, and for the mobilization and control of the Nepal Army. About 150 people residing in different wards of Bhimar municipality have been displaced by the recent floods and landslide. According to Bhimar municipality mayor Dadiraj Subedi, most of the Dalit families living in rural areas were displaced due to the collapse of their houses. Mayor Subedi informed that around 150 people from 30 households were displaced, adding that efforts were on to shift them to safer places. Meanwhile, floods and landslides caused damages to 35 drinking water projects in Bhimot municipality area. Mayor Subedi said the amount allocated by the municipality for the maintenance of the drinking water project was insufficient, stating most of the projects are in the final stage of maintenance. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, has provided aid to 845 flood and landslide victims of Namo Buddha municipality in Kavri Palanchuk. UNICEF handed over Rs 15 million in cash to Mayor of Namo Buddha municipality, Kun Sang Lama, on Tuesday to give it away to the disaster-hit families. On the same day, UNICEF representatives to Nepal, Alice Akunga, handed over the aid amount to the victims of Ward No. 6 of the Namo Buddha municipality. A total of 59 families of the ward received the assistance amount. UNICEF has also pledged to provide financial assistance to the flood and landslide victim of Mandandevpur in the near future. Earlier, UNICEF had provided financial assistance to 269 families of two wards of Bethanchuk Rural Municipality. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Joe Biden has approved providing anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine. According to Al Jazeera, this move has been seen as another policy reversal on weapons provided to Kyiv by the outgoing United States administration. A U.S. official told the Reuters news agency on Wednesday that the U.S. expects Ukraine to use the landmines in its own territory, though it has committed not to use them in areas populated with civilians. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said that the addition of the anti-personnel mines received by Ukraine is aimed at stalling the expanding advance of Russian ground forces in recent months. The U.S. official said the U.S. landmines to be provided to Ukraine are non-persistent, meaning they require a battery to detonate and will not explode once the battery runs out after a preset period of time. Meanwhile, the U.S. embassy in Kyiv is temporarily closed as it says it received information of a potential significant air attack on 28th of November today. Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza is facing a humanitarian disaster with Israeli forces firing on the building while children and elderly patients suffering from malnutrition seek care in there. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking from Gaza, pledged that Hamas will no longer control the territory and announced a $5 million reward for the return of Israeli captives held in Gaza. In southern Lebanon, Israeli forces killed three Lebanese soldiers and wounded several others in airstrike. According to Al Jazeera, the UN peacekeeping mission reported that four Ghanaian peacekeepers were injured by a rocket attack likely fired by non-state actors. Since October 7, the death toll in Gaza has reached at least 43,972 people. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Guyana on an official visit on Wednesday. Indian Prime Minister Modi is the first Indian Prime Minister to visit the country in 56 years. According to Asian News International, Indian Prime Minister Modi was received at the airport by President of Guyana, Mohammed Irfan Ali, and over a dozen cabinet ministers. Indian Prime Minister Modi received a ceremonial welcome and guard of honor in Georgetown, Guyana. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi will address a special sitting of Guyana's parliament. He will also join leaders from the Caribbean partner countries for a special summit. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There is a partial influence of westerly wind across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. World Children's Day being marked today. National Human Rights Commission calls for stronger action against perpetrators of child sexual abuse. 18 years completed since implementation of Comprehensive Peace Agreement. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand are confident that the remaining peace process will be completed soon. And U.S. President Joe Biden approves anti-personnel mines for Ukraine. U.S. Embassy in Kyiv temporarily closed over attack. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.